This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, in my Moss Nissan Studios here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all of the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Facebook, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and good morning, Kyle. Hello, Kyle. All right, let's see here. Let me see what I got to do here. Okay, hold on a second. All righty. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Captain.
There you are. Now I got you. All right, well, let's get started here with the pledge. You ready? Let's get started with the pledge, Kyle. You ready? Okay. We're going to get started with the Pledge of Allegiance. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. And, of course, with everything that goes on here with the United States of America, we don't take that very granted. All right. Well, Kyle, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk about where we're going with all of this nonsense that's out there. But I'm going to start with a description of Hunter Biden. Are you ready?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We don't.
Okay, and here I go with Hunter Biden. I'm going to describe Hunter Biden to everybody here. Now, here's what we're arguing about right now, so to speak. Hunter Biden is not a very nice person, number one. He slept with his brother's widow. He got tossed out of the Navy Reserve for drugs. He used fake ID and actually had a police badge in his presence when he got pulled over one time. He's been in possession of a crack pipe on numerous occasions, and he's tested positive for drugs more than once. And, Kyle, when you test positive for drugs, it's kind of logical to assume you got a drug problem, isn't it? All right, so let's see. Let's try that again. When you test positive for a drug, it's kind of as logical to assume that you've got a drug problem. So it is what it is. And again, with everything that's going on here, I can't help but say and mention to the folks that we've really got an issue when it comes to the Democrats in Congress and their foot soldiers in the mainstream media who first tried to overturn the 2016 election with an exhausting two-year investigation on the alleged Russian collusion that ended in a case that was built nearly entirely on the lies and deception that were there And again, with everything that we got going on here, Kyle, they tried and they failed, and it just isn't stopping the congressional Democrats. They're still operating in full speed ahead mode here. All right. For some reason, Kyle's not hearing me. I'm going to put him on hold and just let him stay there. But anyway, they failed, and they failed already to try to stop the president. Why are these people so scared, folks? Well, President Trump promised American citizens that he'd fight for them, and in the process, drain a swamp that served them countless empty promises for years. Democrats and the media can't stand that President Trump has exposed their colors with simple, brutally effective language that speaks to working Americans. And just like the last time, there's no truth to anything they're selling. There was no quid pro quo between President Trump and President Zelensky of the Ukraine. There was no cover-up to a now publicly available call, and all of this stemmed from the complaints of an anonymous whistleblower who admitted to having no first-hand knowledge of it. Saddest part is, this hasn't hurt President Trump yet, who won't suffer in terms of public opinion facing another witch hunt. This only hurts the American people, because once again, nothing is being done. The Canadian-Mexican trade deal, nothing is being done there. Nothing is being done about health care. Nothing is being done about the things that need to be taken care of. This is a new hoax. It's the same swamp. The good news is that while the left breaks its promises once again, it'll never stop President Trump from keeping his. And the president, even though after failing on Russia, the Democrats trying a new hoax, it isn't going to work, because we, the people, aren't going to fall for this nonsense. And let me tell you something, folks, and you can take this one to the bank. Let me tell you something. The Christian conservatives out there are mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. I mean to tell you, you want to talk about people that are upset? These people are mad, 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 fighting mad, and they're not going anywhere. The folks that are there with the president, Paula White, his spiritual advisor, who's right there in the White House, who has an office there. And by the way, I got a whole bunch of friends going up next week to the White House. So anyway, hang on, everybody, because we're going to be right back with more. I'm going to see if I can get Kyle all souped up here with whatever it is I need to do. But don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. Florida. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, if you've got arthritis pain like I suffer with, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, ankle pain, or just plain old muscle aches, let me suggest to you that you do what I did. And try Relief Factor. Try the 3-week quick start. Get started on it. See what it's going to do for you at the end of 3 weeks. You'll know whether or not it's going to work or not. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, once you get on it, and once you take it, and once it works for you, which about 80% of the people that take it, it works for them, then you automatically roll over into the automatic monthly plan. If you don't want it, or if it's not working at the end of 3 weeks, you say, okay, no harm, no foul, didn't work for me, thanks very much. But what you need to do is at least try it. And I've been on it about 3.5 years right now. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain, the website. When you get to the page and it tells you if you have a code, if it referred you or anything like that, you type in captain because it's going to be down there under other. So you type the word in captain down there. But ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. And good luck, because I'm telling you, this stuff worked for me, and hopefully it'll work for you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty. How about that? It works. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's not going on here. And we've got the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, known as the USMCA, and that is about ready to expire because Nancy Pelosi has been intentionally trying to run out the clock on the USMCA, which has been just sitting there for almost a year now. And if she drags it on a little bit longer and doesn't send it to the Senate where they're ready to vote on it and pass the darn thing, then it's going to have to be done all over again. How do you like that?
Well, yeah, and are we surprised about any of this?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, the Democrat Congress under Nancy Pelosi and some would say under AOC, you know, really, especially in the case of the impeachment movement here, you know, they have not only been dragging their feet, they've actually been stonewalling this president for so very long. And, you know, Captain, I think it's only really to their detriment. The American people want a government that functions. They don't want a government that resists or does any of the things that we see Pelosi and the other Democrats doing. And I don't think it'll be a feather in their cap. I think it's actually going to be a very bad mark against them, and no matter what's going on with the impeachment.
Well, here's what this is going to do. This is what it's going to do to the American people, and I don't think they're going to be very happy. Now, the USMCA would be a win for America because it would create jobs, new jobs. It would expand export markets. It would strengthen protections for workers and generate billions of dollars in new prosperity. Everybody knows that. All the experts, Democrat and Republican, know that. And the U.S. Senate's standing right now, ready, willing, and eager to pass it. They're ready to go. All Nancy's got to do is send it to them. But she's playing the run-out-the-clock game with this thing. And believe me, Pelosi and the House Democrats are trying intentionally to tank this trade deal because they don't like the occupant of the White House.
Yeah, isn't that very, very sad for our country? You know, Captain, Nancy Pelosi has been going around saying that this is a sad time with the impeachment talk and inquiry and so forth, that she's somber and prayerful and all these kinds of things that she's been saying.
I don't think she knew what a prayer was if she stood up and it hit her in the butt.
Right, well, but she's doing, and she said this multiple times in different circumstances, but yet what she doesn't understand, of course, is that by doing these kinds of things, it actually, as you're saying, it creates a worse kind of a situation for the American people. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned AOC because Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC, has demanded that the American taxpayers bail out the New York City taxi drivers because this is indentured servitude that these poor taxi drivers in New York are forced to work under. Hey, they don't have to work as taxi drivers.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. And but again, most of the time when you hear people like AOC taking up these kinds of banners, it's because it does something for them. It creates an atmosphere where, hey, look, I'm trying to defend the little guy or this kind of thing. But you're right. I mean, this is America. Nobody is forced to have a particular job.
Well, if she's going to claim that as being one of the things that she's doing to bring home the bacon in her district, it's not going to work. By the way, speaking of bringing home the bacon, here is a CNN panel yesterday talking about Hunter Biden and how he leveraged his name for access into Ukraine.
You touched on this a bit earlier. Kate Bedingfield, others in the Biden campaign, are correct. Things said by the president, Rudy Giuliani, and other Trump allies about Joe Biden, you cannot connect the dots. However, this is a test for Biden because his son was, as many people in Washington are, a consultant who, if his name was Hunter Smith or Hunter Doe, might not have had the access that he had. How big of an issue?
This, so far, from what everybody has done in terms of reporting, they've not uncovered anything that looks actually illegal. But it looks like that old standard definition of Washington, what's legal is really what's troubling to people. So he got hired, he got put on the board of this gas company, and as you said, if his name was Hunter Walker, would he have done so? And so that doesn't look good in this moment of where Democrats especially are fighting back against sort of corporate interests.
So Hunter Biden got put on a board of a gas company in the Ukraine after being tossed out of the Navy because of drugs, after having been found in possession of a crack pipe on numerous occasions, after having tested positive for drugs after being put in a treatment program, which he finally bailed out of, after being stopped with fake ID and a police badge in his presence, and then, oh, just for good measure, he decided to have an affair with his brother's widow because his brother died. Remember Bo Biden?
Oh, yes.
His brother died, and then he went and took up with the widow and got it on with her. I mean, this is quite a character here.
Well, right, and the person that you had on the audio clip there, that's right. You know, if his name was Hunt, something other than Biden, and this is really where the crux of the matter is, and this is one of the reasons why the Democrats and many members in the media are throwing everything they can, including the kitchen. In fact, I thought I saw a kitchen sink go by earlier. But
no, that was Nancy Pelosi in the kitchen.
Yeah. Right,
she went by with a whole kitchen. Because she already said the House in 2020, that she doesn't care about losing the House in 2020 over impeachment. It doesn't matter. She's doing the right thing for the country.
Well, yeah, that's what she said.
What a crock.
Yeah, because it goes back to how they're staging this whole thing. You know, it would seem to me, Captain, that if the Democrats had worked with the president, that there was substantial and legitimate legislation that had come down the pike, that they had done deals and so forth, that some might be able to buy the kind of story of, we're doing this for the good of the country and we're reluctant to do it, that kind of stuff. And of course we don't buy it, because we've seen since day one, in fact, before the inauguration, before President Trump put his hand on the Bible, for goodness sakes, they wanted to impeach this president. And so this is just the way that they're going. But you're right. The Hunter Biden thing, we don't, you know, people get paid 50 or 80 something thousand dollars a month for not being an expert in that field.
50,000.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Actually, he got $1 million over about a year and a half.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't play well across the highways and byways where people are working every day to pay the rent.
Yeah, and then, of course, he milked that so well, then he and John Kerry's stepson went over to China and got this sweetheart loan deal for an investment. They say it's an investment that China made, but it was actually a loan that they made in their company, their investment company, and I'm not really sure how that worked out yet.
Well, and remember, too, that didn't Joe Biden say things to the effect of, hey, China's not a big threat, it's not a big problem, you know, I'm paraphrasing, basically.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and so that has nothing to do with the two countries. In fact, Peter Schweitzer was quoted earlier tonight saying, you know, the two big countries that Biden had sort of dominion over in terms of doing the diplomatic things and so forth were China and Ukraine. And here's where these big deals emerge for his son. There's a lot going on there that, at the very least, questions need to be asked, and the American people need to have some sort of clarity.
Well, there's an interesting picture that just showed up that's on Fox's website right now about Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter and a whole bunch of people from this gas Ukrainian firm that were on a golf course there where the gas company was playing golf.
Isn't that something? And, of course, this all goes to the very idea that, of course, candidate Biden was asked the other day, did you talk to your son about his international business dealings? They said, well, no, of course I didn't talk to him about anything like that. Mm-hmm. But what I do know is that President Trump is accusing his office.
Here we go. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Afghans await the results of the presidential election, destroyed by Taliban threats, the government used its platform at the UN General Assembly to tell the insurgents, quote, join us in peace or we will continue to fight. Afghanistan was not the only country sending a message. North Korea had one for the United States saying it was up to Washington whether now stalled nuclear negotiations become, quote, a window of opportunity or an occasion that will hasten the crisis. Monday's speeches wrapped up a meeting marked by global worries over the rising tensions in the Persian Gulf region, challenging climate rates, and the very future of the idea that large-scale international cooperation with the UN is impossible. Stocks finished mostly higher today as the S&P 500 climbed 14.95 to 29.76. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 96 points to 26.916. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO, GEICO.com is the website, and GEICO's been saving money, people money, for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own, starting with the car or the truck that you're driving. They even have coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, your snowmobile, your ski-doo, your sea-doo, and your wave runner. And they can help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. So trot on over to GEICO, GEICO.com. Type in your zip code. They'll tell you who your local agent is, and away you go. Alrighty, first of all, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got breaking news from Laredo with Catwoman and Road Dogg, and this is breaking news, and wait till you hear this. Okay, Catwoman, are you there?
Yes, Captain. Good morning.
All right.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey,
good morning.
Tell us what's going on, because you definitely are going to be the reporter on the scene. Nobody is reporting this just yet. You are a contract hauler for Subaru, correct?
Yes.
And the Subaru plant down there has been hacked. The FBI is down there, and it's apparently a ransomware attack where they're being held hostage until they pay a certain amount of money to get their computers back.
Yes. We received a message over our Qualcomm that the factory is shut down. Our loads have been canceled. So we called to ask them about it, and they told us that the system in Lafayette, Indiana, the whole Subaru factory has been hacked, and they're being held hostage for ransom. Homeland Security and FBI are there, and the whole entire plant's locked down.
Now,
they still have control. They have control of the system still, the hackers do. They haven't released it.
My question is, how many trucks and how many loads do you think are involved in this right now?
Oh, my. I don't know. The whole entire factory shut down, so they're at a standstill. There's no. They took everything. They took all the load information. They have control of everything.
Okay.
Employee payroll, everything that has to do with the factory. And I'm hoping it's not the company that we work for, because our company is the main hauler for Subaru.
Well,
we had the exclusive contract for every single tractor trailer that's there. There's probably a good 1,000 or more trailers there.
And if for some reason they hacked into the information that was there and they got the information from your company, they'd also have your information.
Yeah, I would assume that they do. Yes, and I have no idea if they're going to pay a ransom, what it is. Like I said, Homeland Security and FBI are there trying to find out, who it is, what it is, and like I said, our dispatcher told us they still have control of the system, so
I have no idea
how long it's going to take to come back up. By the time they get it back, try to retrieve it and sort everything out, they could be shut down, for a week or more. We don't have no idea how long it might take to come back up.
And this is a major company, so we thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are stuck down there right now until whatever happens, happens, right?
Well, we can go ahead and drive back up to Lafayette, Indiana, but no one is allowed to enter the plant, so I'm not sure. We'll find out when we get up there sometime tomorrow where we're going to go with the trailer. Outfield, I imagine, out lot.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in and letting me know that, and we've got it out on the air right now, so we're the first ones on the radio with that, so thank you very much.
Yes, if you hear anything else, let us know, and if we hear anything different, we'll let you know.
All right, thank you. And that's Catwoman and Road Dog, and they're down there in Laredo right now. Well, Kyle, we got another call here. Let's see what we can find out here. Who's this, Ian?
Yeah, it's Ian. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I got three comments and a suggestion. I'm going to say them and hang up, and they're pertinent. Number one, Schiff, you can find this in 2013 and 2016, took money from a Ukrainian politician. He's compromised. Okay? Adam Schiff took money from the Ukrainians in 13 and 16. He's compromised. Go find it. It's public record. Okay? Number two, we're supposed to believe that Trump was an agent of Putin working for Russia till that hoax was disproved. Now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe Trump's an agent of the Ukraine, which has an anti-Russian government, and now he's working against Putin. And this is ridiculous, all right? My third thing is Romney is a backstabber and a traitor. There's going to be a significant element of Republicans that are traitors because they're into this too. It's not a Republican-Democrat thing. Check this out. I know the professor can find this. One of Romney's assistants took money from the Ukrainians and was involved over
there. Yeah, we talked about that last week.
2012. Mm-hmm. But Romney is compromised. Romney's part of this. And here's my suggestion. I suggest now, since they're changing the name for highways and monuments and sports teams and redefining the language, I suggest that henceforward, every neighborhood or bad part of town that we call crack town be changed to Bidenville.
Okay. Yep. All right. I got you. Got to go. All right. And we are aware of that situation with Romney because we talked about that last week, Kyle.
That's right. Yeah, this is one of Romney's people. Was on the board at the same time as Hunter Biden, and so there, there could be a connection there, and at least in terms of loyalties or how this might play out. And again, not wanting to shed too much light, it would, one might think, onto this kind of thing, because there may be more important people involved as well.
Yeah. Now, again, folks, in case you are just joining us. We just heard from Catwoman and Road Dog down there in Laredo, Texas, and they haul for the Subaru factory and plant. And there's a factory in Lafayette, Indiana, and then the plant down in Laredo, Texas, and right on the border. And they have apparently been hacked and are currently being held hostage by the hackers, causing both to be completely shut down. And that's screwed up a whole bunch of stuff here right now. And there you go. And again, Kyle, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and we just got it out onto Facebook there that we've got some credible information coming in about what appears to be a ransomware attack. And you know what's going to happen, of course, is the DHS and FBI are investigating this. They'll try to find out, first of all, who's making these claims and who's making these demands, and hopefully they'll be able to shut them down, because a lot of good people get hurt in these things. It's not just about money, but it actually hurts people out there doing their jobs, just like Cat Woman and Road Dog tonight.
And like they said, there's about 1,000 trailers that are sitting down there, and their company is the exclusive the carrier for that. They have the exclusive contract, so it's tied up all those trailers and all those trucks going back and forth. I would estimate it'd be at least several hundred of them.
Well, exactly. If everything is stopped right now, then that's not a good thing. But this is a rising problem in our nation.
It is.
If you just turn on your television or your radio and you'll hear commercials about people trying to help protect against these kinds of things, it's a real thing. And unfortunately, Captain, you know what happens a lot of times. What will happen is that someone inside an organization will get an innocuous-looking email or an email that says, hey, your email account's going to be shut down unless you renew your password right now or something. It's all fake, someone will click on it, and it downloads something into that system, and then perhaps it's on a timer. It'll pop up at some other time, mm-hmm. But they find ways in. They don't have to try to hack in per se, but they get in because somebody lets them in without knowing.
Going back real quick, we've only got about a minute left here. Going back real quick, I do not believe they're going to come up with 20 votes in the Senate from Republicans to be able to impeach this president. I don't believe that's going to happen, number one. As a matter of fact, right now, they may or may not have the votes in the House because, again, the way they're going about it so far is according to the procedure that they have to use, they're not doing the inquiry part. They're racing everything through. And I believe that if they're not dotting the I's and crossing the T's here, that a federal court could stop this. I'm just saying, that's just my thought, if they're not doing something correct. What do you think?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, if they're going to go put everybody through that kind of procedure, then we have to scrutinize that procedure 100%. And also, Captain, early on, because you're actually hearing lies about what happened on that phone call,
yeah.
Some of these polls, and they love to point to it and say, oh, well, support for impeachment inquiry is growing, but once people actually get the real story, that will plummet, I think, because this is another just a bunch of ridiculous stuff. They're trying to make it stick, and they can do it if they have the complicit media on their side in many cases. But programs like yours, Captain, we're out there telling people what really happened.
Yeah, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to turn public opinion against the president so that they can get this. And by the way, I do not believe the polls that say it's 47-47 with 6% undecided. I don't believe that because I get around and I talk to a lot of people, and I over the weekend, I had almost 4,000 emails when I started out Sunday night, Monday morning, and nobody was agreeing with what the Democrats were doing. Not one single person.
Exactly.
Kyle, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, Kyle.
Sounds good.
All right, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, and I'll be right back, folks, with more as we take a look at the highways and byways out there. And, yeah, we got some problems again tonight. But this time it's not so much the snow, it's the rain and the flooding that we've got in the central part of the country. I'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Smoking the Bandit, old Jerry Reed doing the singing there, and old Fred out there in the front seat in the big black KW that's riding around there. Smokey is chasing them. Bandit's up front, Frog's in the jump seat, and they're just getting to it up there. So-
Definitely on the cloud driving around. But anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. Now, we're going to tell you about the weather, but before we do that, we're going to tell you that we did get a report from Laredo, Texas, from Catwoman and Road Dog, who are contract haulers for Subaru, that apparently the Subaru plant has been hacked. And as a result, the hostage of the plant is being held hostage. Apparently, it's a ransomware attack where they want money to be paid to them to release the computers back to them. The FBI, the DHS is there. They've locked down the plant, and several hundred people, my understanding, are involved in this, as not only are they out of the plant, they're not working right now, but the drivers are affected too, and that's both plants. That's the one down in Laredo, Texas, and the one up in Lafayette, Indiana. So there you go. And okay, only one plant in Lafayette, Indiana. All right, Lafayette, Indiana. All right, I got it. Lafayette, Indiana is the plant that shut down, but it's causing a retro effect down below in Laredo because the computers, they can't get the load information and all that sort of stuff. So there you go, which is what goes on. So thank you very much, Catwoman, and we'll take care of that here in just a second. Now, let's also tell you about a strong storm system moving slowly across the Central Straits, which is going to produce heavy rainfall, possible flash flooding across a broad swath all the way from New Mexico on an angle all the way to Michigan through tonight. Now, because this storm, behind this storm, much below normal temperatures will continue across a large portion of the west, and ahead of it, much above normal temperatures will continue across into the east and into the Midwest this midweek. But from El Paso and southeastern New Mexico on an angle all the way up through Lubbock and up through Plainview and up into Oklahoma on an angle, all the way up through Oklahoma City and Tulsa, southeastern Kansas, and the central part of Iowa, right into the bottom end, southeastern end of Minnesota, and the central part of Wisconsin. You've got rain, heavy rain, you've got flash flooding going on, and you've got flood warnings in effect. Now, up in North Dakota tonight, you've got hard freeze warnings in an area where they just saw a little bit of winter weather. And up in Washington State in the mountains, Coeur d'Alene in Idaho, and the northern part, the mountains of Oregon, as well as down by Boise and in the higher elevations, mountains of Nevada, you've got a hard freeze warning there tonight. You've got a frost warning going up and down I-5 in Washington State and Oregon, especially through Medford right there, through Fruit Country. And then you've got a red flag fire advisory right now, of all things, in Colorado, west of I-25, up over the Rocks, and in the eastern part of Utah right now there as well. Now, there is rain tonight also in the western part of Michigan, and we've got some rain down in the south western corner of Louisiana right now. We do have some fog on the east coast of Florida, Jacksonville up towards Brunswick right now on I-95, and things are just kind of closing in a little bit when it comes to the weather because of the fact that you got a lot of different stuff happening here tonight with not only the truckers down in Laredo that are tied up because of the plant in Indiana, Lafayette, Indiana, the Subaru plant, which has been hacked and is being held hostage by hackers with this ransomware. It's a ransomware attack, which, you know, that sort of stuff. The first thing that comes to mind when I hear about something like that is North Korea or even China. But if they want Bitcoin or that sort of stuff, then that would lead me to believe that it would be North Korea doing that. And Subaru, I think, is Japanese, so that would make sense that it might be something like that. But anyway, anyway, it is what it is. And don't forget that when you take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, you always need to remember that it's brought to you by your favorite pilot in Flying J Truck Stop, wherever it happens to be. Now, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, believe me when I tell you. And it's great that that we've got what we have now with these pilots and Flying J's, because it's a great change of pace for what used to be. You stop there, you get a soda, causing it to be a hot dog, a soda, and whatnot. But we don't have that problem anymore. All right, let me go right back here real quick to Catwoman and Road Dog. Okay, is that you guys again?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, I was just calling. Okay.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yeah, I don't, as far as the other end in Mexico there with all the parts coming across, they're either going to do one of two things. Either let all those parts that are existing orders come across the border and either sit in the Laredo yard or ship up the Subaru where it'll store them in another yard. Or they might wind up having to shut everything down, because I'm not sure exactly what they went into when they hacked it as far as orders, you know, who ordered what, who owes what, you know, the inventory and everything. So I'm not sure if they can get those other companies' information or not. So I'm sure there's a ripple effect all the way down in Mexico with the other plants and even the United States plants. We get parts all over the place. They're all around, you know, in the States here too and down there. So I imagine there's a freeze on everything for the moment.
Well, exactly, because that's what happens when you can't get the proper paperwork. You can't get the customs clearance and all that stuff. So there you
right.
go. I got that. Mm-hmm. I've been there, done that a couple times in my life. All right. Well, again, thanks a lot, and keep us informed.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Catwoman and Road Dog down there in Laredo, and of course they're on the bottom end of things. The plant actually that was hacked with a ransomware attack is up in Lafayette, Indiana, but all the paperwork, all the shipping and whatnot and customs forms and all that, I'm sure has all been tied up because of this, because they've had a ransomware attack, and that's what these people do. And this is probably more than likely a foreign country, and I'm just without even knowing for sure, I'm just going to say this is the kind of MOS that you get when it comes to the people like North Korea and Cuba's done this sort of stuff and other places. All right, very quickly. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Jim Paul from Tampa.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I just want to go back on that this impeachment stuff with Donald Trump.
Okay, I got about 30 seconds, so go ahead.
I think it's a blatant admission by the Democrats they cannot win the election in 1 year, and they don't want the American people to choose. So they're trying to sabotage the election ahead of time because they know they got a bunch of losers.
I don't disagree with you, Jim. Thanks a lot. All right, here comes the music, and we got to run. First hour is over, and second hour coming up. By the way, Ms. Rosemary is on a special assignment tonight. She'll be back tomorrow. But right now, I will tell you, we are witnessing the next phase of a silent coup under the backdrop of a cold civil war put in play by the Democrats back in November of 2016 when they got beat in the election, and they still won't admit it. Hillary Clinton won't admit it. Be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.